Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOA. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for March 17th. Good morning. I am here with Liana to talk about Big Brother Canada 6. I am Taryn Armstrong. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm good. I just want to thank you, Taryn, for giving me my new favorite hobby. I just sent Puya the videos of house guests rapping to try and break him further. So I just want to thank you for that. It's really fun. I encourage everybody else to try as well.
Perfect. Yes. That was one of my favorite Puya reactions for sure yesterday in the morning. We are here to update you on everything going on the live feeds from yesterday. And the feeds were down a lot yesterday, and there was a lot of outages here.
Yeah, it's funny because despite the fact that feeds were down for large chunks of the day, I think we still got a lot of content. So I think there's a lot for us to break down in terms of what Hamza is going to do and his nominations and just all of these sort of intricacies of the conversations and the alliances that are forming in the house.
Yes, and I do want to give a quick update for our live viewers. The page on Rafa's website does not seem to be up, but you can go to chatwing.com/Rob has a podcast or something or other.
I think it's rob.sesternino.
Yes, that's the one. Good job, Liana, to find the chat room there. And you can also go to the Rob as a Podcast Facebook page where there's plenty of people in the chat already talking about Andrew wants a hip hop ditty to kick off the podcast. Liana?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I'm the whitest person on the planet. Literally, I took a BuzzFeed quiz the other day to see what condiment I was. I'm mayo. OK, I'm mayonnaise. Like, that's how white I am.
Oh, my. Yeah. Mayo is gross. Don't be mayo.
I know. I was very disappointed.
How do you determine what condiment you are? Do condiments have personality traits?
You should ask the very intelligent scientists over at BuzzFeed. I'm sure they did a very detailed analysis, psychology studies on condiments and personality traits. So, you know, you'd have to ask them.
Yes. All right. I'm going to get rid of this background we have because I don't like it. It might be messing with the audio. So, all right, let's get started in the recap here. They started the day with the feeds were down and they did some kind of activity competition. I don't really know. I don't really get like a full grasp, a full understanding of what happened. But the end result was Erica and Marin were handcuffed. Jesse and Paris were handcuffed and Veronica and Will were handcuffed together. So that happened.
Yeah. No explanation really for exactly what happened or what went down. It seems that Hamza did pair them because Paris was shocked that Hamza put her and Jesse together. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I think it's pretty obvious that you guys are sort of a pair, but anyway, they try to separate later in the day. So yeah, we don't really have an explanation on sort of what went down with all of this. So I guess we'll have to find out in the episode.
Yes. And it was funny, Paris and Jesse like laying on the couch together. At one point he was like playing with her hair and they're just like, how could anyone know? You know, they were talking about showman's names for us the other night, but still.
Doesn't make sense. Why would people pair us together?
Yes. And this actually could end up being a significant part in the game being played, because Paris being handcuffed to Jesse all day is going to end up being a significant hindrance to her ability to sniff out the new plan that Hamza hatches, which he does with Veronica and Will after the feeds come back, where Veronica is pitching, you know, Allie should go. Allie's the dangerous one. Allie's, you know, Allie. And Hamza's like, what? Why? What do you, why do you hate Allie so much? She's like, she's a snake. She's she talks to both sides. She's a, you know, one of those things where somebody asks you a question that you don't actually have an answer for. You just kind of like, well, but because everyone hates Allie. I'm supposed to hate Allie. I'm not supposed to have reasons.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's just for her trying to sort of come up with why she feels this way or should feel this way was really funny. Just sort of grasping at straws. It was funny because since Will and Veronica were shackled to each other, Will sort of like brought along on this like little adventure to come up with this plan. And he's like kind of contributing, but like not really. So it was really funny that they were shackled to each other. But yeah, it's watching Hamza put together his plan. I was trying to figure out, come up with an analogy. It was sort of like watching or like trying to put together a puzzle, but the puzzle sort of keeps changing and you could only look at the puzzle through different colored glasses because you're trying to suss out exactly what was happening. Because yeah, he was, you know, he was defending Allie, and then at the same time he was saying, you know, Olivia, Allie, and Ryan are like three names that were coming up, and so it was sort of all over the place. But it does seem that Jesse and Olivia are the two that Hamza has settled on to put on the block.
Yes, because I don't know if it was related to the thing that they did earlier in the day, but something has changed Hamza's mind at this point that he doesn't want to put up Kayla anymore next to Olivia, doesn't even want to do Derek. He's starting to feel like he wants to stack the veto competition and put Jesse up on the block because he's still talking about this backdoor plan that might happen where he might need to win the veto, but he's not confident in himself to win the veto anymore. Hamza's become a different person. All of a sudden he's not winning every competition. He doesn't want to target the gross showmances. He's he needs Jesse's help to win the veto, but he might also want to take Jesse out of the house. I don't know what happened in these like 4 hours, but I think they switched Hamza out with a twin.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's the twin twist. That totally makes sense. Yeah. It's very bizarre. And then also, you know, there's this thought of, okay, well then is Jesse his target? But he does keep saying, I want to stack the veto so that they'll win the veto so they can put somebody else up. So that means Olivia is not actually his target. So that means he has a third target that I am not quite sure who it is, because then he's saying he's defending Allie. I don't know. I'm confused.
Hamza is trying to keep everyone in the dark. He wants to keep his plan secret. Hamza wants to make good TV. He is like the intentional Sabrina. He wants to do everything he can to do a crazy move. He wants to flip the vote at the last second. He wants to keep everyone in the dark. He wants to surprise the whole house. And I think he also wants to surprise us, because I also am not entirely sure what this backdoor plan is. It might be a ruse. I think that like maybe he's telling people that there's a backdoor plan, but the real plan is to actually flip the vote on Jesse. But I don't know if he can pull that off, but maybe he thinks he can. So who knows?
I mean, at this point, I think Hamza is just blindsiding himself, because I don't even think he knows exactly what he's doing. Cody is his favorite player. So he is sort of taking a page out of Cody's book and wants to do something shocking and make good TV. Although I think, and this is maybe a little out of order, but we do need to point out the fact that this morning, Hamza told Derek that Jesse is going to go on the block, and then Hamza gets called into the DR, and then Derek runs and tells Jesse, and Jesse is pissed, and then feeds cut. So my assumption is that nominations are happening, and Jesse obviously didn't get a chance to talk to Hamza. And so, I mean, that's a last minute update that I saw literally like right before we got on the podcast. So that's something that did happen. So clearly, you know, for all Hamza's talk of, oh, I'm going to keep everybody in the dark. You know, he let Derek know, who is super close to Jesse, that Jesse's going up like right before nominations.
So Doom Tribe in the chat has a theory. He thinks Derek is still the target. Nothing has changed, according to Doom Tribe. And so maybe that Hamza is thinking of backdooring Derek. I don't know, because I mean, it's certainly possible, because Hamza is trying to keep things close to the vest. However, he has told people throughout the day that he's starting to really bond with Derek, and he doesn't really want to take that shot anymore. He told Maddie that where was the conversation with Maddie? This is skipping around a little bit. He tells Maddie that he bonded with Derek and doesn't really want to put him on the block. And that's why he's going, like, gravitating toward Jesse more, because he feels a little closer to Derek, and he wants to be a little human and put Jesse on the block, which again could definitely be a ruse. This is definitely in Hamza's playbook, but who knows?
Well, that's why trying to sort out all of this is confusing, because you have this the Wendy's thing happened today, and Hamza takes Derek, gets to assumedly bond with Derek. Derek tells Kayla later that that Hamza and Derek have grown close. Hamza feels bad about people that are have-nots going on the block. So, but is that empathy real? Is that a show? Is that him just completely trying to snow everybody that Derek and Kayla, aren't the targets and aren't going to be in danger this week? I really don't know. I can't get a sense of what's going on in his brain.
Yeah. And, if the idea is to actually target Derek and Kayla, I'm not sure what the point is of any of this. I'm not sure why putting Jesse up makes any sense. I'm definitely should not be putting Olivia up, because she will go home at the end of the week if she's up there. If this is his plan, then Hamza, what are you doing?
Yeah, again, that's why I really don't know what his plan is. I don't think he knows what his plan is. I mean, I tried to put together like a list of everything that Hamza told people throughout the day, and it's just sort of a weird, nonsensical mess that I think we have a sense of what he's doing. I mean, I do think that Jesse and Olivia are going on the block. That I think we can say with 95% confidence. Now, what's going to happen if the veto is won and the veto is used? Now, that I have no idea.
Yeah. Moving forward, we had Hamza talk with Allie, and this was an interesting conversation. He lets Allie know, like, look, you're safe. I'm going to keep you safe this week. But I mean, just so you know, there were a lot of people telling me to put you up, dropping your name left and right. And she's like, who is dropping my name? He's like, everyone, really. I mean, it's all over the place. She's like, well, this is concerning me, because I've got people that I trust, and if they're betraying me, then this is not a good thing for me. And so she starts naming people. She's like, all right, here are the people I trust. Will, Erica, Johnny, are they saying my name? And Hamza's like, oh, Will's good. I haven't heard Erica say anything. I don't know about Johnny, though. I haven't talked to him yet, so I'll get back to you on that one. But thanks for the update on who you trust. That's was very kind of you to just let me know.
Yeah, this is like the worst version of 20 questions from both sides. And then eventually, Allie does mention, Derek and Kayla, Veronica and Jesse. And what's funny about Hamza's gameplay is the fact that he is simultaneously very trusting and trying to play a lone wolf at exactly the same time, because he goes and he tells Allie, like, yes, the first three, Dayla, Veronica, and Veronica have mentioned your name. He's like, but I don't know about Jesse. He's being completely transparent when it comes to that, but yet at the same time, it's really unclear exactly what his plan is and exactly what he's doing. So it's sort of interesting gameplay.
He really wants to just shock people. He wants to keep, every single person he talks to throughout the day, after he tells them they're safe, he says, don't tell anyone you're safe. Act nervous. He wants the chaos. He wants people to feel like, oh, Hamza could do anything. And so that's just his MO. He tells Allie that her connection with Olivia is definitely hurting her. That said, you shouldn't stop hanging out with her, because that would be fake. That would be lame. So don't do that. But yeah, she's definitely hurting you.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to make of that information and that advice? Okay, so I shouldn't be with her, but I should be with her. It's sort of, this is just a perfect example of what Hamza's doing.
He's like, look what I did. Everyone was talking about me, but I still hung out with Andrew and I still hung out with Ryan, and now nobody's talking about me. And you know, there was a whole 4-week plan, but I'm not on anyone's radar yet.
It's exactly the same.
He tells her, look, you need to stick with Will's side. Stick with Will's side. Don't go with the other side, and you'll be all good. And so Allie is like, all right, good to know. And so she quickly runs to Olivia and she's like, okay, Olivia, I just talked with Hamza. You're going to go talk to him next. Like, this is what you need to say to him. Don't tell him you're with the Red Room. Tell him that you're targeting the Red Room. It's definitely a room thing. Don't act like you're connected to them. You know, this is what you need to do. And Olivia's like, yes, definitely. And then she goes upstairs and does the complete opposite.
Yeah, this is it's a reverse psychology type situation that you need to do apparently with her. And I don't think that he's quite grasped that yet.
Yeah. So Olivia goes up and talks with Hamza. And this is going to be a highlight of an episode at some point or another. Will and Veronica are in the bathroom and Olivia does not realize it. They pull a Kevin Martin on her. And so when she comes in, they go silent. They start listening in and. Olivia starts spilling all this nonsense. It's just like she was given a heads up and she still messed this up. She's saying, I'd probably, you know, the new players, they're on my radar, as Veronica listens on. And then Hams is like, well, specifically, like, who would you want to target? And she's like, Maddie. I feel like Maddie's super dangerous. I would want to target Maddie. Hello? What did Allie just tell you? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh, Olivia is such a good game player. It's very clear why everybody in the house is targeting her. I mean,
she's
this conversation.
So dangerous.
Oh yeah. My god, so dangerous. Yeah, it was super funny because so Will and Veronica are handcuffed to each other and they're like in the tub, like slow, like just quietly listening. And Olivia, as someone who talks very loud, Olivia also talks very loudly. So it's really clear in the bathroom exactly everything that she's saying. And they overhear that whole conversation.
Yeah, and they're making great facial reactions the whole time. It's going to be fun to watch on the show. So Olivia just really messes up here. Just really, really solidifies her spot on the block. Just does nothing to change that whole thing. Will talks to Veronica about what they heard. And Will says to Veronica, like, hey, don't tell anyone what we heard. We'll give Maddie a heads up about the fact that we heard Olivia say her name, but we're not going to tell anyone else. And this is important because Veronica does end up talking with Kayla later in the day about this information. Veronica, I think, is now fancying herself, a little playing the whole house kind of thing. She's a double dealer. She's talking with Kayla about rugby and she's talking with other people about the showmans and getting the showmans out. I want to start taking bets on how long this lasts before Veronica gets caught because she's not very discreet.
No, she's not good at it at all. She has a big mouth and just likes, I don't know if it's a feeling of she likes the power of it all, likes being able to, you know, sort of feel like she's the mastermind. I think at one point she said that she has like a 50% say in who goes on the block this week, which is just like, I'm sorry, wait, what? It's like, maybe if you round down to 0%, that's accurate. But I think you should really start a betting ring for that bet because it would be really fun to do.
Yes, because there's a conversation that Paris is that a bunch of them are having. Paris is in the room as well, and Veronica is there, and they're talking about what's going on this week, and they're talking about, oh, he should be totally nominating Allie and Olivia, and Paris is saying, well, Ryan is trying to convince him to do something else because Paris thinks it's all on Ryan. She doesn't realize that Hamza is the one actually doing it, which is funny, as we'll get to Paris's conversation with Hamza. But then Veronica steps in and she's just like, and Will is there too, but Will is not nearly as ingrained with this whole thing. But Veronica is saying like, oh yeah, I have a 50% say in what's going to happen. Don't worry. I'm going to tell him to nominate Allie, or like, I'm going to tell him like what to do. But Veronica knows. Veronica was in on the conversation where Hamza pitched the idea to nominate Jesse. Like, what does she think they are going to think about this 50% thing when Hamza ends up nominating Jesse? Like, I guess she'll feign ignorance and say like, oh, I guess I didn't have control. But that doesn't seem like Veronica. It's like, I did have 50% control. I told him what to do with Olivia. But then, you know, whatever.
I said 50%. Okay. Yeah. One of two. That was me.
So, you know, it's all over the place there. They do end up giving Veronica and Will do end up giving a heads up to Maddie about Olivia. And if anything, I think this just really sinks Olivia's ship when it comes to like, there's no hope for Olivia to stay in this week if she's on the block at the end of the week. Because obviously the Red Room people are going to be saving whoever, Jesse, Derek, whoever is up next to Olivia. And with Maddie knowing that Olivia is talking about her and wanting her out of the house, I think she will definitely make sure the White Room is also on board with taking Olivia out over. If Hamza wants to flip the vote on Jesse or whoever, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible either. I know that this morning Jesse was, you know, throwing out, oh, people are going to be willing to take a shot at me because I am such a big target. But I just think that Olivia has dug a hole so deep that there's no way she's going to be able to get out of it, even if Hamza really does try to throw somebody else under the bus.
Yes. So we have Johnny talking with Hamza as well. And they had a weird conversation, but Johnny talked about Hamza asked Johnny, like, who would you target? And Johnny has, I think, the best answer that anyone has said to Hamza so far, which is just like, look, if I were you, who I would target, I would go with my gut. I would just do what I wanted to do and not be influenced by the house. I don't know how intentional this is by Johnny, but this is exactly what Hamza wants to hear. He wants to hear, oh yeah, you're encouraging me to go against the grain and make the big move. Like that is music to Hamza's ears.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Hamza is just, he just wants to do whatever the opposite of the house wants. Like, it doesn't really matter. He's just like, I'm just not going to be influenced. I'm definitely not putting the two people, you know, that everybody says I should put up. And so having just a little bit of go ahead to, especially the phrasing of don't do what the house wants, go with your gut. I think that was something that Hamza just latched onto and then is going to sort of run with as he puts together the rest, or like really solidifies the rest of his nominations plan.
Yes. And Hamza also tells Johnny that he's safe this week, but act nervous.
Of course.
And he asks Johnny if he would be willing to use the veto if he wanted him to. And Johnny was like, yeah, sure. That's probably could do that. He's probably getting Ryan flashbacks in that moment.
Poor child.
And probably worth noting that that Johnny, I think, probably passes the test here when it comes to, he didn't mention Allie's name. So if Hamza ever gets back to Allie about Johnny, he'll probably have good news to say to Allie. So again, the answer, you know, not only appeased Hamza when he said go with your gut, but it also he also avoided mentioning anyone's name. And I don't think Hamza really caught that. Whereas sometimes, you know, like with Olivia, when Olivia was like, oh, well, people have been talking about the new players, Hamza was like, yeah, but specifically, he's like, oh, Maddie. So I think Johnny did some good work there. Paris and Jesse then go to Hamza, and they have been handcuffed together all day. So Paris has not been able to talk to anyone, as like alone, but, they do get to sort of cheat the system a little bit here. And, Paris uncuffs from Jesse as Jesse goes to goes to the bathroom, and she has a chance to talk to Hamza alone. And I think what her motivation here was that she genuinely believes that Ryan is the influence getting Hamza to not put Allie on the block. So Paris is saying to Hamza, the smart thing, especially if you think that what he wants is Allie on the block, you should be doing what you want. Don't listen to anyone else. To do what you want to do, that's what you should do. And then Hamza says, yeah, because I don't want to put Allie and Olivia on the block. And she was like, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Allie is probably what I would do, but you should do what you want to do. And also, you know, like Derek and Kayla and Jesse, like, they're pretty cool. You probably wouldn't want to do that. But whatever you want to do is totally what you want to do. So,
yeah, this is really great. This sort of about face when she realizes, like, uh-oh. Like, okay, all right, gotta switch my tone, gotta start doing some damage control. Yeah, saying that, you know, those four, like Jesse, Derek, and Kayla, they're all really, you know, they're good, they're with us, like, oh, this is fine. Because I'm sure Paris immediately regretted, you know, take your shot, don't be afraid.
Yes. Stephanie on Facebook asks, will this get her in trouble with Jesse, thinking she knew? It's definitely not a great look to be like, hey, can you uncuff for me so I can talk to Hamza alone? And then Hamza ends up nominating Jesse. But I don't think he'll, you know, actually, I think he'll, what she'll say is, I tried, and I didn't know that it was going to be you. And he's not going to distrust Paris. I think that'll be fine.
Yeah, from what I can see, Jesse is directing most of his anger and his emotion towards Hamza. So I think that that's probably where it's going to stay. Maybe we might see a little bit of fallback onto Paris, but I really don't think so. I think he's going to be a little bit more laser focused in his anger towards the person who actually put him on the block.
Yeah, and I can see this kind of messing with Jesse's game because he seems like the kind of guy that he's very cool. He's very chill, but then you get him angry and he gets a little aggressive potentially. So if Jesse goes all aggro bro, I think he'll be in trouble socially.
I'm excited for Jesse to come back and he's like turned into the Hulk. He's like, Jesse smash.
Yes. Shara in the chat asks, whose name would Johnny have said if he really had to? Which is an interesting question because Johnny is trying to avoid all of that if possible. I'm really not sure. I don't know who Johnny would target.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I think that it's funny because Johnny in that very first HOH comp, I was so disappointed. I was like, oh no, he's not willing to make a deal. Like, this is going to be really bad. But he's sort of been able to, you know, fall back a little bit in all of this. I mean, I think he even says when he's having his conversation with Hamza that, like, he isn't in any kind of alliance, but he feels really good with people. So it seems that he's not really, he's purposely trying to not declare a side. And so if he were put in any type of power, I really don't know what he would do.
Yeah, it's an interesting dilemma. I don't think Johnny has personal targets. And I think part of the reason that is because he's in good with everyone and he realizes that. So he doesn't need to be targeting anyone. He doesn't need to be winning competitions. He doesn't need to be dropping any names. And if he did end up winning a competition or he did have to say a name, he probably would try to go with the most consensus pick possible. Mm-hmm. So he might say, I mean, he has a decent relationship with Olivia, good relationship with Allie. So maybe he'd avoid saying Olivia, but I think he might say somebody like Olivia, or he might say somebody like, you know, one of the new players or something like that. But good on him for avoiding having to do that because, you know, the person that he thinks is the consensus, like the new players, might not be ultimately. Johnny doing well. And then Jesse has a conversation. Jesse comes back in. He talks with Hamza. And Jesse, again, is the other person, which is very strange because the two people that are going to be going on the block now were the two people that handled their conversation with Hamza the worst by far, because Jesse comes in and he's like, look, Allie, Olivia, Ryan, they're the big targets. It would be a mistake to target anyone but those three. Like, that is the absolute raw. Like, if you're telling Hamza that there's pressure and that it would be a mistake to do a certain move, what Hamza hears is, okay, so I definitely can't give in to the pressure. I have to do the mistake that you're telling me because that's how I operate. Just bad play from Jesse here.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, by being so forceful that it has to be either Allie, Olivia, or Ryan. I mean, that's just pushing Hamza further and further from actually doing that. So, you know, obviously, Jesse doesn't sort of have a full grasp on how Hamza wants to play the game, that he wants to go against sort of the general consensus targets. But yeah, he did not handle this well.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that because Jesse was one of the people with one of the best social games, I think, in the house. But I think it's starting to deteriorate. And I think maybe one of the reasons why is because he's starting to focus more and more energy on Paris and trying to get her to kiss him. Meanwhile, Derek and Kayla are actually doing a really good job of, obviously they hang out a lot, but they separate. They have a lot of separate personal relationships with people. And if it's true that Derek has bonded with Hamza and that's why Hamza doesn't want to go after him now, then that's very impressive on Derek's part, and should have been Jesse's move. Like, Jesse should have been able to sweep in and do that while Derek was busy, you know, canoodling with Kayla. But instead, Jesse was busy canoodling with Paris, and Derek is in there with the social game.
Yeah. Jesse has something that he is very focused on, and it is distracting from his gameplay. I think also, though, one of the faults with Jesse is that while I think he is a general, just social and friendly person, which I think helped his relationships early, he has a really hard time sussing out other people's motivations for doing things. And I think that that's also really hurting him because he doesn't understand why Hamza is making the decisions that he's doing. And he's like pushing this thing with Paris. And so I think he sort of has a laser focus on what he wants. And so just sort of like a bull in a china shop just sort of like runs towards that without a lot of consideration of, you have to be more delicate with the way you handle things. And you really have to sort of read the person that you're talking to and understand why they're doing the things that they're doing for you to proceed.
Yeah. And it's interesting because we talked about it on the roundtable, how Jesse was probably one of the safer people coming into this week. Obviously, Hamza winning is one of the few situations where he might be in danger. And in that situation, he really dropped the ball. And it's making me feel like even though Jesse is probably safe this week, his performance under pressure is leaving a bit to be desired. So we'll have to keep on the watch for Jesse. Certainly is possible that Jesse goes home this week if Olivia wins the veto or Allie wins the veto and uses it on Olivia. Then I'm not sure what happens there. I don't know. Again, I don't know who the backdoor target is or who the replacement nominee would be. Maybe the backdoor target is secretly Jesse because he's going to nominate a pawn next to Jesse, or I don't know. But if Olivia comes off that block, Jesse starts to become in danger, especially if it's Derek or Kayla next to him. That would be tricky.
That'd be really good for Paris. I mean, I think that would really help her game.
Probably.
I think that is a time because Olivia, who is sort of the general consensus target, if she's off the block and is no longer on the table to be voted out, then I think those conversations that Jesse's worried about having of, oh, this is our opportunity to take a shot, then they start to come to fruition and possibly he could end up going home.
Yes. Shara also asks in the chat, if Olivia leaves this week, does Paris emerge unscathed from her high risk gameplay? And I think for the most part, yes. I mean, for now, certainly that would be an excellent outcome for Paris. Olivia leaves. Allie is still completely none the wiser to Paris being the one that totally put the target on Olivia and Allie's back. And Jesse stays thanks to Paris's help with the other side of the house in ensuring that they continue to trust her and want her to have outside relationships from their alliance. She remains in the middle. Hamza is now an enemy of the Dela Jesse camp, and they're going to be going at it, and she can sit in the middle of that. Paris is sitting pretty if this outcome goes the way that she wants it to.
Yeah, I think Paris is in a decent spot moving forward for the next few weeks. I do notice little elements that raise concern for me. Like, she told Allie to take a shot at Veronica when Allie has the opportunity to do so. And I think Paris has been a little loose with saying other people's names, and knowing that Veronica and Allie, you know, talk, or, you know, they have big mouths, and like, there could be an opportunity for some of this information to get out there. Like, those are sort of the little seeds that I'm worried about. Aika was a hot mess in the beginning of BB Camp 5, so it might not end up coming to fruition and she might end up pulling it out and being okay. But I'm just sort of keeping my eye on all of those things to see if there's any fruits that bear from these seeds.
Yeah, it's still risky stuff. And Veronica is probably the next person on her hit list when it comes to like secretly targeting somebody that's in an alliance that she's in, because Veronica gets too close to Will, and that's dangerous. Then the handcuffing.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Didn't help. So Paris also had I don't even know what to call this, a dancing fit. A hair twirl. I what would you call this?
It's hairography, obviously. She sort of went a little crazy. It was like was there an alcohol drop and I just missed it? Like, I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Yeah. She had a message for the world, like, don't be afraid to be weird. And she was definitely weird. I really don't like, just look this up. Go on Reddit. I think they posted something. There's some GIFs all over Twitter. She really went for it, and just in the bathroom, and then, you know, followed Allie around, and yeah, I really don't know where it came from.
You go, girl. You know, just be yourself. Be crazy. You're in the Big Brother house. Who cares? Plus, it's lovely, gifable moments for all of us. So make a meme out of it.
It's like if I just started doing the spoiler dance right now and then continued to do it for like 5 minutes.
Oh man, that's so part of me wants to tell you to just do it, and then another part of me is like, this will be the most uncomfortable podcast I have ever been on.
In silence, me doing the spoiler dance and Liana just having to sit there and watch on the other half of the screen.
Yeah, that, wow, just do yourself, Taryn. Go for it.
We're very encouraging to express yourself on this podcast.
That's right.
Just yes. Not when we're on the podcast with you.
That's right. I support you to do it, just not when I'm around.
Yeah, just wait until tomorrow when you're talking to somebody else.
Exactly.
All right. Well, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, I think we are good to wrap up here.
Yeah, I mean, I think really the biggest thing is sort of the, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how things unfold today, knowing that Derek found out what Hamza's plan is, and then Jesse finds out. And so, you know, I don't know how much feeds we're going to get today, because we do have nominations and then probably POV. So how everything else unfolds is going to be interesting to see if we get to see it.
Yeah, I saw somebody, I don't remember if it was in a chat or if it was on Twitter, say like, oh, feeds are probably going to be down today. Probably not much, just like 14 hours or so.
Yeah,
we'll probably get lots of stuff. But make sure you join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, where we'll update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. And then, of course, we will have the Monday night episode recap with Rob Sesternino. And I'll be back Thursday night to update you on or recap the eviction night of. And Puya has written something in the chat. It's distracting me. He's got some rhymes down there.
Oh no.
I think he wants Liana to rap this for
absolutely
him.
absolutely not. That's not happening. I will say, just okay, so to like tangential, but for Drag Race fans, Brent, we're going to record the finale All Stars 3 finale podcast today. Brent messaged Mike and I and was like, I am Pax bro levels of pissed right now. He was like full veil. So that should be a really fun podcast. So if you're a Drag Race fan, be sure to check that out.
Oh, yes. Yes. I've seen Brent tweeting about it. Justifying the people were like, hey, why are you tagging people in this? And he was like, because they need to know. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Brent is, he's full force. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Puya, he's begging you, Liana, but I don't think it's going to work. I think he has to wrap this for us when he comes on again.
Yeah, that's not happening. Okay, here's my new plan. He can do that while you do your weird spoiler dance. I think that's probably the best combination.
It's, you know, abstract modern art dancing.
That's right. Yes, it is. It is modern art.
Yes.
Put that in the MoMA.
All right. Well, make sure you check out my conversation with Andrew. I talked to him about his eviction and all of that great stuff. He was a fan of the podcast, so that's very cool. Always fun to find that out. And one of his first questions was like, so what happened in Big Brother Celebrity? Who won? I was like, oh, man, here we go.
Sorry, can't tell you.
Well,
did you?
Yes, I did. I told him that.
Ah, Taryn. You better not get in trouble. We're gonna get you banned.
Oh, no. They were fine with Big Brother Celebrity. Okay. They that was a funny interaction there. thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Liana is at Liana Boris. And make sure you see us next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.